He continues to apologize for his letter, saying that he did it to show love, not to make them sad, when the sin had been corrected and treating them gently didn't pose a risk anymore. And he explains the benefits of doing so. He had explained this earlier, too, when he said, "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you, not that you should be made sorry, but that you might know the love which I have toward you." He's reinforcing this point with more words. He did not say, "I regretted it before, but now I do not." Instead, he says, "I do not regret it now, even though I did before." His point was that even if his words seemed too harsh at the time and made him feel regret, the significant positive outcome from them doesn't allow him to still feel regret. He's not saying that his words were too harsh, but rather he's using this as a way to compliment them further. "Your change was so significant," he says, "that even if I had been harsh to the point where I questioned myself, seeing the results now, I commend myself." It's similar to how we would comfort children after they have gone through a painful medical procedure. This was Paul's approach as well.